Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles Andre Serrano of Brutus Faust and the album Vengeance Is Mine. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. God knows I've featured countless artists who are just breaking into music with a new CD, but today's artist is a controversial, award-winning photographer by the name of Andre Serrano. If you don't know his name, you might be familiar with his most controversial work to date, the photograph entitled Piss Christ, where Serrano captures the image of a white crucifix floating in urine. For decades, his work has been exhibited in locations as varied and prestigious as the Episcopal Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, the Barbican Art Center in London, and the Collection Lambert Avignon in France. Now, Serrano tackles a whole new medium, music. Under the moniker of Brutus Faust, Serrano takes the classic music of his youth and reinterprets in the same fashion that made his photography so controversial. I had a chance to speak with Andre Serrano about his new album and his embrace of music, and you'll get to hear that in just a few minutes. From the CD Vengeance Is Mine, here is Brutus Faust with Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising.
Take your life. a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise. There's a bad moon on the rise.
From the CD Vengeance is Mine, that was Brutus Faust with Creedence Clearwater's Bad Moon Rising. Check out the video for that song right here at rockwire.com and visit Brutus Faust at www.brutusfaust.com. I had a chance to speak with Andre Serrano of Brutus Faust over the phone. Here's how it went. With Vengeance is Mine out there for people to hear and the visuals that go along with it out there for people to see, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, I feel good. I feel good, real good about the music, you know, the record. But as far as the visuals, you know, I put out three videos, and you know, I intend to make at least four or five more. And I just find that as a visual artist, I now realize that in making music videos, it sort of not only complements the songs, but it allows me to be creative twice with the music and with the videos. So you know, I'm in the process now of doing more videos for the album.
And I love how that voice of yours just, you know, it just goes hand in hand with the visuals. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I was very happy so far. The videos that I've done, put together, I haven't even shot the footage. You know, it's footage that came from other people. But thanks to Vincent V, my brilliant editor, you know, I'm very happy that the music and the visuals are going so well together. You know.
So, do the visuals for Bad Moon Rising come from something else, or was that?
Yeah, they come from an artist by the name of John Santanerinos, who is actually a gothic and fetish, more of a gothic, photographer and filmmaker, and with fetish overtones. I've known him many years, and only recently did I realize that he made short films, in addition to the gothic photographs that he takes. And so, I asked if I could use some of his footage, all of his footage, to make this video for Bad Moon Rising, and he was very pleased that I had asked, and he agreed to it.
Is Vengeance is Mine your first time making music ever?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, when I was young, I dreamed of being a singer, but I became an artist instead. I went to art school instead, because that it seemed much easier to just make art. And so it wasn't until about 3 years ago I decided to go back to my original dream, so I found a singing instructor, you know, after about 2 years, she introduced me to Steve Messina, who is the producer of the album. He's also the founder of Blow Up Hollywood, the band that's backing me on the record. And so, thanks to Steve and Blow Up Hollywood, I was able to record this album.
I see. And in listening to the album, you know, the songs you cover come from, you know, the 60s, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I do too. You know, I was a teenager in the 60s, and so that's the music that I grew up with. That's the music that I love, and that's the music that I identify as classic rock and roll. Just my imagination, it's Motown, but it's still part of the era, you know. And so that's the music that I loved, and that's the music that's sort of stayed with me all this time. But I feel that this kind of music, you know, especially when it's classic music, it comes back again, you know. So, I mean, sometimes you see movies that, you know, the music for the soundtrack are old classic rock and roll originals, and, you know, they're not even remakes, they're the originals. And that shows how much power the music still has.
Well, one cover that stood out for me the most was Love Letters. Talk about that song.
Well, you know, actually, Love Letters was a song that I was not familiar with. And then one day I was looking at the music channels, choice channels, you know, and it was on the oldies station. And this song came up that blew me away by Keddy Lester. I had never even heard of it, you know. And then, but it just stayed with me. And in time I researched it and I realized that many other people had done covers of it, including Elvis Presley. But ultimately, I loved Keddy's version the best, and I felt like mine was a good counterpart to her version. You know, she's got the female version, mine is the male version. So I was very happy with that, and I thought the music is very beautiful, you know.
Let me see. And talk about how photography began for you. How did that start? How was that interest cultivated?
Well, I went to art school. I went to the Brooklyn Museum Art School when I was 17. And after 2 years of studying painting and sculpture, I realized I really didn't know how to paint or couldn't really paint the way I wanted to. And so at the time, I lived with a girl who owned a camera. And so I started taking pictures with Millie's camera. And but always, from the beginning, I saw myself as an artist with a camera rather than as a photographer. And so that, you know, feeling has prevailed all my life where, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm an artist. And it's funny because sometimes even my collectors refer to my photographs as paintings. So it's like they forget, too, that they're photographs.
Talk about the band that you recorded with on this album.
Blow Up Hollywood. Yeah, Blow Up Hollywood was founded by Steve Messina about 20 years ago. And it's a great band. They've had many albums. And the thing about Blow Up Hollywood is they're a band, but they're also like, you know, like really good studio musicians who have recorded and played music for other people. And, you know, different sounds, like what they did for me is different than what they do as Blow Up Hollywood. And I've heard other things that they've recorded for other performers. And again, it's different. So you know, it's that kind of a band that's very versatile and chameleon-like and can adapt to the situation and to the artist.
Visit Brutus Faust at the official website, www.brutusfaust.com. From the CD Vengeance Is Mine, here is Brutus Faust with Goo Goo Gaga.
In this flourishing world of gold, everything is so young. Why do I feel so old? Everyone is getting, but I gotta give. My pockets aren't deep enough for the world I'm in. When I'm strong, check, I don't give a fuck. Everyone wants to be my friend. Goo goo gaga. Well, the bank is bitching and the tax man calls. I look in the well of my wallet and see nothing at all. As a desert, no water on hand. 8 years are gone and I'm left with nothing to stand. When I'm strong, when I'm on top, I pick up the check and don't give a fuck. Everyone wants to be my friend. Goo goo gaga. We'll be right back. into the stars and stripes without the means. Well, it comes in quick, but it leaves even faster. By the dawn's early light, I become a disaster. When I'm strong,
you've called this project, or maybe you're calling yourself, I'm not quite clear, Brutus Faust.
Yeah, Brutus Faust, because I didn't feel like singing, you know, as Andre Serrano. I felt like I wanted to, you know, invent an alter ego, and so I sing as Brutus Faust.
I see. And from the album, what songs resonate for you the most personally and why?
Well, you know, I love Just My Imagination, and it's funny because I always loved the Temptations version until I made mine, and then I realized, wow, the Temptations version is kind of slow compared to mine. Mine is more rocking. But, you know, one of the things, it's funny because sometimes you listen to things all your life, or you look at things all your life, and then one day you realize, is that what I was looking at? What I'm trying to say is I never even realized that in Just My Imagination that, you know, that line where he says, you know, in reality, she doesn't even know me. I mean, and then it clicked that all of these years I had heard the song and I didn't realize that it truly was in his imagination that he didn't even know this girl. He just looks at her go by every day. And so that's one of my favorite songs. Goo Goo Gaga is also a favorite song of mine. You know, it's an original, and I like it because I feel it's about hard times. You know, it's about today. It's about the fact that everyone, no matter who they are in life, no matter how much money you make, you're still feeling the pinch in some way or another.
And in looking at the video of that one, I think you mirror the times we're living in right now perfectly.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because it's like history comes back, and we, you know, you have to learn from your mistakes, but you have to recognize that you know, things come back. You know, I was watching a program yesterday about, you know, on history, on biblical history, and actually on the plague, and they were saying that the plague could always come back. You know, those diseases, you know, we might have developed antibodies or antibiotics for them, but still, they can come back in another way, and we can go through the whole thing again, you know.
Well, I live in the state of New Mexico, and we still get plague outbreaks.
You know, even squirrels and different animals carry this disease.
Yeah. And do you think that you'd like to continue in this musical vein? I mean, with this album, you know, you've got the one original that I know about, and would you like to continue with this some more?
Yeah, sure. You know, most important, I'd love to find an audience, and that is an incentive to continue. But you know, even as an artist, you know, things start slow until one day it takes off. So, yeah, as long as you believe in yourself and you enjoy what you do, and that's the most important thing. That not only that you enjoy what you do, but that you do something that you feel is good, And so whenever I feel something is good, you know, my attitude is like, you know, the audience, you know, if I know it's good, I know eventually they'll catch up to it too, you know.
I see. Oh, and the black mask, where does that come from?
Well, you know, actually that was 1 year I dressed up as Batman. And so I had thought that I wanted to sing under the name Brutus Faust. And then I saw this mask, and I thought, oh, that's a good mask. I'll just change a little, alter it, so that it's not so Batman anymore, and I'll use that as the Brutus mask.
I see. And you said you wanted to make more videos for the songs on the album. With just my imagination, how do you imagine that one?
Well, I imagine that one as a guy, and actually it's a guy that I know, who, you know, just sitting on the street, you know, watching girls go by. And then finally he sees all kinds of fine-looking women go by, and then he sees the one girl that really grabs his attention. And so the whole video is about him fantasizing life with her. And actually, I have someone in mind. I was thinking of Snooki from the Jersey Shore. So if you have any contacts, you know, let me know.
I'll see what I can do.
A friend of mine who used to sell skulls and bones and taxidermied animals, I read one time that he gave an interview in the Daily News saying that his ostrich eggs were selling like hotcakes during the Christmas season. So I said to him, oh, I went by at that time. I said, oh, so the eggs are selling well, huh? And he said to me, Andre, the eggs are not selling at all. But if I put it out there that they're selling, then people will come, read about it, and want to buy them. So that's why I'm putting out there that I want Snooki for my just my imagination video.
Awesome, awesome. I can help with that. But let's see. As far as your artwork is concerned, I always knew about the Piss Christ one because, you know, for a while there I was into photography and things like that. So it's interesting to finally get to speak to you. And now, you know, I'm reading Metallica has re-released an album using your artwork. Have you often had, you know, your artwork featured on albums, or is your rock side just now coming out?
No, I haven't. I mean, Metallica used one of my images for Load, and then later another image for Reload. And I always thought that, you know, I was really happy that they recognized that the visuals, that the photographs would be interesting enough for you know, music. Yeah. But, you know, no one else has really asked me for anything. So, but I always thought many of my images would lend themselves well as you know, album covers.
I see. And, what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album and saw the videos that went with it?
Well, I'd like for them to think, oh, yeah, I understand that. I get it. You know, I like it, you know. I think that those are the most important things, to understand something and to like it. And I find, like, with my artwork, I find that many times people who know very little about art are the ones who appreciate it and like my work the most, as opposed to critics who have their agenda about who they want to champion and who they want to critique. But, you know, oftentimes it's the man or woman on the street, the people who rarely go to art shows, who read something about my exhibition in a newspaper, and they're curious and they go in there. And they're the ones who enjoy the work the most sometimes, the people who can see it, you know, with very clear, innocent eyes and see it for what it is.
Visit Brutus Faust at the official website, www.brutusfaust.com. From the CD Vengeance Is Mine, here is Brutus Faust with a haunting rendition of the Keddie Lester soul classic, Love Letters.
Your heart. so near, while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have. The name that you signed, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. Kiss the name that you signed, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Andre Serrano and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit Brutus Faust at their official website, www.brutusfaust.com. And check out the music videos for the album Vengeance Is Mine right here at rockwired.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.